Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I trust, turn your attention with me to one verse from the first lesson of today, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. My dear Christians, where shall a pastor find his confidence? The rigors of professional training at this seminary, designed to furnish a man with funded knowledge and develop skills for pastoral ministry, together with the ever-increasing emphasis on in-service training throughout a professional life, might suggest that pastors should find confidence in themselves. And that is a suggestion that pastors in their humanity, we pastors or would-be pastors, are all too ready to accept. But we have heard a reading from the Sermon on the Mount today, attributing blessedness, happiness, a close correlative of confidence, to the humble. We have heard a reading from 1 Corinthians 3, which may well have brought to mind Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. If anyone thinks he is somebody, Greek Christ, then he is nothing, Greek Christ, he deceives himself. And then there is that one verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, which we have cited as text. Neither he who plants the saving word of God in the unconverted, nor he who waters saving faith in the unconverted with the saving word of God, is anything. Hear it indeed. First, I hear the heart to tear away and assume to you for half a trick them, I have a sermon for us. In that verse, the pastor finds himself represented by a pronoun, indefinite, neuter, enclitic, as if to give outward emphasis to the nothingness being declared, with that pronoun being made negative by the eater, the needy man. A term from a tip down. For any concept of confidence in self. Where then shall a pastor find his confidence? As a child of God, a pastor knows that he lies dead in trespasses and sins, hopelessly, impotently, willingly at odds with God, and rightly subject to eternal damnation, though self-deceived in that matter, despite the voice of conscience. But in eternal eyes to God, at one with him, heir to everlasting life, someone planted the word of God in him. Someone watered him with the word of God. But God himself worked in him through that word. God himself has given to him and has nourished in him the faith which lays hold on Christ Jesus. With total trust he clings to Jesus Christ in his eternal Godhead, his assumed manhood, his earthly life of righteousness and death and sacrifice for sin, his victorious resurrection. As child of God, a pastor knows that what is the victoriously resurrected Christ is his. His confidence is altogether in God. And there his pastoral confidence is also. We must not see only the tip down in our text, but also the unassailable assurance that God causes the growth. God works in his word, even though it be delivered by men to men, and makes the gift of saving faith, so that his kingdom of growth, his kingdom of grace has the growth which results in the ultimate growth of his kingdom of glory. Rigorous initial and in-service professional training are worth it to learn how to stay out of God's way, as it were, by teaching what befits sound doctrine, by faithfully, clearly, winsomely declaring the word of law and gospel by speech and by example of life. We who are or would be pastors should surely dream dreams. But not of what great things we will do, or even of what great things God will do to us, as though we were seeing ourselves as God's preferred instrument as compared to others. But we should dream of carefully planting where others go water, of carefully watering where others have planted, and of God causing growth by giving saving faith and nourishing it. Growth which may be tentatively discernible here during earthly life, but will be fully revealed hereafter. May God give us pastoral confidence and the joy of anticipation. Amen. As Jesus Christ said, he prayed to see the power of God's Spirit, that these words of the Apostle Paul will work mightily in you and my heart as we live and work together in the service of a great and wonderful and gracious God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.